This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience, whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist. And wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. All right, everybody, this is Paul. Welcome to another episode of the Paul Gough podcast and audio experience. Thank you as always for tuning in to the show. We appreciate you. We've been a bit radio silence the last few weeks. I think we're still recovering from PPM live, which was just epic. It was a blockbuster. It was in every sense it exceeded most people's expectations. So thank you for everybody who came from all across the world. We just appreciate you, and that's what I wanted to say. So the last few weeks, yeah, I've been a few places. I'm going to share a few things. This podcast is really almost a public service announcement for the community, just to bring everybody up to speed with what's happening. I know you like to know what we're up to and what's happening and what events we've got coming up and how you can get more involved and just what I've been up to and what's going on inside of the business. So there's a little bit of a public service announcement for you today. If you're a Planet Paul regular, I'll share with you some good things as well. I would imagine as we get talking about your business, I've been head down the last 2 weeks in our CEO program. I've had over 40 businesses here in Orlando. So I did PPM Live. I had a week off with the kids. Tell you about that in a minute up in New England. And then I've had back-to-back CEO masterminds. So I've got some good stuff to share with you that'll come out on this podcast across the course of the next few 20 minutes or so, half an hour or so. Give me half an hour of your time and I'll make it worth your while. If you're in the UK and Ireland, we're coming to Dublin. We're coming to Dublin December 13th and 14th. So let me tell you about that in just a moment as well. But PPM Live, look, we had an event that was just amazing. And I got to spend a full weekend with you guys. And it was I think 240 plus people were there. We had about 50 online as well. So all in all, nearly 300 people from around the world. Certainly the biggest event we've done. Over 50 brand new businesses have since joined the official kind of Planet Paul membership, whether it's Mastermind or some kind of coaching program for their business. Big crowd seem to be attracted to the let's get out of insurance and head towards cash. Not everybody was ready to jump immediately, and I think that's very smart. But the number of people who are looking to get from cash or insurance to cash in the next 12 to 18 months seems to be gathering pace. So we're going to have more for you guys if you are one of them. Or if you feel like you need some help sooner, get in touch immediately. You've seen the news that Medicare are dropping another 4% in 2024. Pay rises continue to increase or requests continue to increase. It was funny, I was at the bar last night and a friend of mine asked me, he said, you're into business, aren't you? He said, what really pisses you off when somebody asks you for a pay rise? I said, it's always the one where they say, because I've worked hard. Always the one because I've worked hard. And he said, okay, what do I need to do? I said, well, I'd start like this. Some version of he's got a meeting with his CEO. So I said, look, the first thing you want to do is start with, I love working here. Have I done a good job for you? How do you think I've done over the last 6 months? How do you think I've performed for you over the last 6 months? Question number two, have you been happy with everything I've done in the last 6 months? Question number three, have I done enough to deserve a pay rise? Have I done enough to deserve a pay rise? Now, I hope none of my employees are listening to this, and I hope none of your employees are listening to this, but it's just, a very subtle way of understanding marketing, sales, communication, persuasion, that if you just take the time to learn it, magic happens in your life. It's very difficult for a boss to say no to a pay rise if they've agreed that you have done enough to kind of meet their expectations and more before you asked them for it. And it's again a lesson on life. Don't be ignorant to marketing, don't be ignorant to sales, because it can be useful for you in every situation. Conversations with people, suppliers, vendors, clients, customers asking for pay rise. You yourself have to ask for pay rises from your customers at least every 12 months, ideally more, when you need to raise your prices. So you've always got to be on the ball with your your communication, your marketing and your sales skills, not in a way that is sleazy, just in a way that is like, that's just the best way to do it. Like, that's it. No more, nothing more to say about it. So PPM, Yeah, like I said, was incredible. And like I said, the insurance to cash crowd are coming our way. And if that's you, please get in touch fast. The time at PPM, for me, the highlight wasn't just, you know, you guys was just amazing. That was my number one thing. It was just to get spend time with you at the bar, to just talk to you in the hallway, to meet you and bump into you in the elevator, to just see everybody running around there, the Renaissance Hotel, all the kids that came, was mega. The picture that I'll never forget, I'd gone back to my room to get my suit on or changed, whatever I was doing, and I was coming down the glass elevator in the huge hotel there, and I saw Marcus Lemonis walking through the lobby on his own with a 7-Eleven coffee cup in his hand, no security, nothing, just walked in, cool as you like, and Natalie and my kids happened to be at the top of the hallway, and he bumped into them, and I got to watch my kids and Natalie interact with Marcus for about 2 or 3 minutes before I'd even got there. I got it on video. I got Marcus changing Tobias's shoelaces, tying them up for him, and just generally having fun with my kids. He was the best guy, and I said it to you all, you're going to miss a treat if you don't come and meet this man in person. Everything that I had heard about him was pure, and everything that I saw about him was pure, and everything to this day. He's since been in touch, asked how he helped and if he can help any more. He gave money away to some of the vendors. He gave generous offers of time to the clients who he got on stage. He offered an extra $5,000 to the winner of the competition, which was Joanne Pung. Our ultimate CEO competition was won by Joanne Pung of Naples, of Florida this year. She'll be coming to England with me, and I always give them a $10,000 prize, the winner. Marcus added another $5,000 to that fund as well to really make the trip to England next summer for Joanne very, very special. So Marcus was amazing, getting to know him and speak to him, and just even in the follow-up with him since PPM, I've asked him a few questions about leadership and running a business, and he's just been invaluable. And that's what I've always wanted for you guys. I want you and I and everybody in this community to be around very, very successful people, be inspired and be motivated by these people, and that's what we're continuing to do. We're not going to stop. We're going to put bigger events on. I want you to be around more people that will inspire you, and just be in a room full of people that they're inspiring each other. That's always been my mission. You listen to every one of these podcasts for nearly 6 years now. That's what I tell you I've been about, bringing you together, putting smart people with smart people, and creating a no whinging, no moaning, no bitching community. It's just engineered around successful, ambitious people. And about the Austin Powers theme. So in the next few days, I'll release the opening ceremony. If you went there, I hired a backing dancing group. I went for dancing lessons. This is true. I hired a dancing studio to teach me how to do the opening scene of the Austin Powers International Man of Mystery. I was dressed up as Austin for most of the day, and I came on stage to the dance, to the Austin music, with six dancers behind me, and we kind of lit the whole room up with the opening ceremony. We did a little bit of a spoof, a Saturday, Saturday Night Live type spoof, skit, whatever you call it. That was very fun, and nobody really expected it. And the Austin Powers theme across the weekend was great. We had Dr. Evil there. We had Austin. We had four mini-me's, all my kids, all dressed as Austin across the weekend. Dressed as mini-me across the weekend. And it was just brilliant. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Doing these events for me is a privilege and a pleasure, and I think it's probably where I get my most energy and enthusiasm from. So there's more coming. There will be another PPM Live 24 in Orlando in October next year. So look out for the date. And it's a Back to the Future themed event next year. We're going back to the profits. And the tagline, insurance companies, where we're going, we don't need insurance companies. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and stay with us. Please do, get involved if you haven't yet. Which brings me to Dublin. We're going to be there, and it's 13th and 14th. We're going to be in the Heartland. I cannot wait to be there. I've possibly told you before, my family, my dad's side of the family are all native Irish, County Cork, County Kerry, kind of west, south coast, southwest of Ireland. That's where my dad's side of the family are all from. So I've got one kind of half of my family is originally Republic of Irish, of Ireland. And I've got my mum's side of the family, which is England. So Ireland is, and obviously I'm born in England, raised in England. So I have a very strong affiliation with Irish people and Ireland. And I absolutely love being there and going there. A lot of my heritage history there, if you like, and possibly some of my personality. There's certainly obviously a hell of a lot of my DNA is coming from my Irish upbringing, so or my Irish father's upbringing, if you like. So we're going to be in Dublin December 13 and 14. So if you're in Northern Ireland, it's an easy drive down. If you're in Republic, it's an easy drive up. And if you're in England, it's probably a 50-minute flight from wherever you are, whether it's Newcastle, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham, London, Southampton, Edinburgh, Glasgow. You can get a flight to Dublin probably six times a day from wherever you are in less than 50 minutes. In some cases, it's probably easier to get to Dublin than it is many other places in Britain or the United Kingdom or Ireland. So come and see us, and it's a marketing success crash course. We will have helmets for you. If you are in the UK or Ireland and you are a self-professed novice or dummy, the event that we've got, it's PPM Live on tour. We're bringing the exact same content that we did in Orlando to those 300 you've just heard me speaking about to Dublin on December the 13th and 14th. So we're bringing the roadshow to Dublin, and let's call it a marketing success crash course. And like I said, when you book a ticket, we'll reach out and ask what size helmet you would like, if this is your first attempt at understanding marketing, which, you know, for many physio businesses in Ireland and England, you know, it isn't a big, you know, marketing culture back in England and Ireland. I know that. And obviously I'm raised there and I've built a business there. But the best thing about that is that it makes it very easy for you to get ahead because nobody else is competing against you. So if you've dabbled with marketing, you know you need to be better in 24, this event is absolutely for you. Do everything you can to get to Dublin December the 13th and 14th for the Marketing Success Crash Course. I'll be doing pretty much 80% of the whole weekend on marketing and getting you set for success in 2024. We've got room for 50. That's the max at this one. Sophie, my ops manager, has told me, because I think we're already at 40 plus by the time we put all our mastermind members in there, we haven't got many seats available for guests. So if you are wanting to come, ppmlivedublin.com. Go there right now, ppmlivedublin.com, and just book a ticket, and I'll see you in Dublin. 50 is the cap. We are going to be cozy, as Sophie told me, because it's going to be packed. I'm also bringing 15 of my staff. Don't always need that many staff, but it's a little bit of a treat for some of them for such a great year of work and just committing to you guys and the cause of, you know, what we're doing here on Planet Paul. So you'll get to meet my head physio. Jade is coming. You get to meet my head of sales, head of marketing, my ops manager. And I always say you can learn more from me by talking to my staff sometimes than listening to me speak. You want a successful business, and to do that you need a successful team, culture, people, and my team are an open book. They'll talk to you at the bar about what we do, how we work, what, you know, what we do to generate the size of the business that we've got today. You need good people. So come if you're in Dublin, and even if you're in the US, you are very, very, very much invited. Liz Plowman is flying over from Houston. I've got Paul Hendricks flying over from Austin. I'm trying to get Carrie Jose. She's on the fence coming over from Boston. Troop D is, again, very, very tempted, if you're listening to this, get that seat booked, to come over from DC. For you guys on the east coast of the US, it's probably a 4.5 to 5 hour flight to Dublin. It would take you longer to get to from New York to LA. So you're very welcome if you want to come over, if you're listening to this and you're in the US and you fancy a tax-free break to Dublin just before Christmas. I don't think there'll be a better city to be 10 days before Christmas than Dublin. And I think that's why many of my staff requested that they have a seat on the flight to Dublin for this event. As an added bonus, we've got Frank Bruno. For those of you who are boxing fans, or certainly in and around Britain and Ireland, you'll probably remember Frank in the 80s and early 90s. He was the heavyweight champion of the world, famously took on Mike Tyson in the late 80s. Frank is just a childhood hero. And much like Marcus, he was somebody that I wanted to meet, having kind of grew up, certainly in the last 10 years, watching him on TV. But Frank, I grew up as a kid, I had posters in my bedroom. It was always John Barnes and Frank Bruno and a guy called Linford Christie, actually. He was the sprinter at the time, big sprinter in England. Those were my three childhood heroes. So maybe he's Linford at one point, but we'll see. But Frank is definitely booked. He's going to come and talk about the very serious topic of mental health, and just help business owners understand how to deal with it. It's very challenging out there right now. Frank is an ambassador for mental health and speaks on the subject to people all over the world. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about what it was like stepping in the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime in the 80s. Where do you get the courage from that? We'll get our selfies, and he'll hang around for a few drinks with us after. and get your, you know, get your pictures and talk to them and get your stories from Frank. So please come Dublin, PPM, www.ppmlivedublin.com, or just an email, paul@paulgough.com, if you want to know more about that. But be quick, because it's going to be cosy, as Sophie said, and I'm 110% certain that every seat in that room will be taken, just because of the nature of the course and the location of where it is. With hindsight, we probably should have got a bigger room, but we'll know for next time. Here's what I'm going to say to you Brits and Irish physios listening to this. It's very tempting that you're back there listening to this and you are one of very few physios in that country that is trying to make money from your own business. Britain and Ireland are very heavy, you know this, on hospital-based physios on the NHS. And those guys will snigger at you, they'll sneer at you, they'll poke you, they'll pull you down, they'll be like bloodhounds on Instagram and X or Twitter or whatever it is these days. Any sniff that you're trying to make money from your practice, those bastards will be all over you. And there is too many of them to fight them on your own. We've built a secret society of sorts, if you like, of physios that are happy and proud to be marketing our businesses, to be charging high prices, and to be making lots of money from business. We'd love you to become part of it for that reason, that it's very, very difficult back there. The mindset of the majority of physios in England and Ireland, and you know this as well as I do, they are indoctrinated by hospital, by socialist kind of views of everything should be free, etc. You've broke away to build your own business. You need to get into a community that thinks the same, believes the same, and encourages you to make money and celebrates your success and has a similar type of ambition to you. Those bastards will pull you down left, right, and center. And here's what I will tell you, if you're listening to this from Ireland and England, Scotland, Wales, about this situation. Those bastards, and I'm going to say it again, are the most hypocritical bunch you will meet. Those NHS physios, those hospital-based physios, they will snigger at you, they will poke you on Instagram, and they'll trigger you, and they'll discourage you from wanting to market because you want more money. And they'll tell you that you're greedy, and they'll tell you it's unethical. I'll tell you what's fucking unethical: going on strike to request more money. Those fuckers will go on strike probably 5, 6, 7 times in the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months back there. And you know that's true. It's all right for them to want more money, and they'll go on strike to get it, and they'll affect thousands of people's lives and healths to get their own money. Now, this isn't a political rant. I'm just pointing out a very, very simple fact. If they want to fucking go on strike, you go on strike. It doesn't make any difference to me. The bit that I have an issue with is it's all right for them to go on strike when they feel that they want more money. The difference is, for you and I, we have to get off our asses when we want more money. We have to go and earn it, and we have to learn how to be successful in business. And if we go and learn it, we have to invest our money, we have to invest time, we have to be away from our families to go and get the knowledge, the skills, the tools to run a successful business. It's a very, very different mindset and a very, very different action than somebody that just thinks, I deserve more money, I'm going on strike. So for me, that lot can go fuck themselves, right? And please send this fucking podcast to them. I detest them, their attitude, and how they pull people down who are trying to be successful, and their only response to getting more money for themselves is to go on strike. It's not to upskill, it's not to even consider doing something differently. It's to demand that they get paid more money, despite the fact that their contract said exactly how they would be paid, right? That's just my opinion on it. I'm not really interested in them. I'm interested in you. You're very, very ethical in your response. If you want more money, you have to earn it. And the way that you earn it is you first have to learn it. You have to learn how to market. You have to learn how to sell. You have to learn how to build a business. And if you do that, you end up, I believe, and I'm yet to see anything that violates this, you get what you deserve in the end. You'll get what you tolerate. And if you're tolerating a shitty business and your shitty standards and you don't know how to market, ignorance is a choice, as I was told very, very early in my business career. You can be ignorant to marketing all you want, or you can go and learn how to do it, and then you can set your own prices so that you never, ever have to go on strike. So if any of you NHS physios have made their way to this podcast, I'm sure you've probably stopped listening by now, or any of you employed physios that have that opinion and think it's wrong to market and it's unethical, here's what I would say to you. Fuck you, basically, and I'd tell you to your face, you ignorant shit. Like, because the work that we have to do and the money and the time and the investment, most people wouldn't even dream of doing what we have to do to be successful in our businesses and in our practice, which is why in England and Britain, less than 3% of the entire country ever start a business. In the US, it's about 10%. In the UK and Ireland, it's about 3%, which is why I can tell you that 97 plus percent of the physios that are there are venomously against your way of thinking and your way of living. And it's up to you. You can stay hidden and you can hide away and you can cower, or you can come and be part of this type of group. And I'll wholeheartedly stand up and represent the group that it's okay to make money, that it's okay to market a business, to sell, to charge higher prices, and to want the best for you and for your family. If they want to strike to get an extra couple of percent, then that's totally up to them, and that's the rest of their lives. You and I, we can have exponential pay rises if we figure out marketing and sales. So, rant over. Can't wait for the emails and can't wait for the feedback, and please feel free to do so. I couldn't give an F-U-C-K. It's at such a low level, those fuckers on X and Instagram, and you know who exactly what I'm talking about. I won't even mention the names. I wouldn't give them the glory. They're a bunch of twats, if I'm even allowed to say that on my podcast. And if you're not familiar with that term, it's a British term for asshole. A very unpolite one, but it is what it is. Anyway, right, rant over. Come to Dublin. PPM Live Dublin .com. I'd love to see you there. Frank's going to be there. Tons and tons of people. That's going to be the last live event till Christmas. The podcast will start again in earnest in the next kind of week or so. Now I'm back at my desk. I've got a good run all the way through to Christmas. I'm going to leave you this one little thought. This came out in one of my CEO sessions, and I kind of proposed this, and I'm proposing it for you. Don't spend time and energy on things or people that don't bring success. Now, you could apply that to the Twitter crowd, the X crowd, the Instagram crowd that are probably pulling you down and, you know, kind of getting you kind of riled with things that they say about exercises or research or who's the best at this and why this is pathetic. Some of those guys online, they don't deserve your attention, and don't give them any of your attention. Some of your people in your office don't deserve your attention. They just need to be fired. Some of the clients that you're dealing with don't deserve your attention. They just need to be fired. Some of these insurance companies that you're fighting with all day, every day for a fair reimbursement don't need your attention. They just need to be sent the letter to tell them to go to hell. Do not spend time and energy on things or people that do not bring success. Things that bring success in a business: building a marketing plan, building a sales plan, building a follow-up system to convert 50% of your leads that would say no and leave the building and not give you any money had you not done so. Building culture, hiring the right people, managing people, recruiting good people, firing bad people. Like, these are all of the things that your time and energy should be spent on. And anything outside of those basic things, even if you win the fight, it ain't going to make much difference to your success, to your progress, and to your momentum, which I know that you want. So, right, rant over today. I got a bit heated there, but it really does irritate me when I watch that. What would be the hypocrisy at its finest, that they can go on strike and request a, you know, demand a pay rise and hold the country and the government to ransom, and yet there we are, you know, keeping our heads down, trying to build a business and learning how to do it, and we get criticised online for investing our own time and money and learning how to do so. So the podcast is back, way back, and I cannot wait to share more stories and insights. I'll get some interviews on the podcast. I'll get some audio from PPM Live up for you. We're building an amazing community. That's all I can say. This is getting bigger than I ever thought it would be. Thank you for being part of it, and, you know, wherever you are in the world. I'm going to say it again. I want to see you. I'd love to meet you. I want you to be at an event. I want you to meet my other listeners of the podcast, the other members of the programs. It's a stunning community. Don't sit there and be on your own. And if you're not happy in the community you're in, come and give us a chance. I realize how this works. Just come and say hello to us. Let my team take care of you. And come and have some fun. And that's one thing I'll promise you. You'll have a really good time when you come across. And I've got everything that you'll ever need, from marketing, sales, recruitment, finance, whatever it is. We've just brought in two new coaches to the mastermind. Exciting stuff happening with software and websites over the next few months that I can share with you. Planet Paul is bigger than ever. It's stronger than ever. And the plans that I've got for you in 2024 are huge. So don't go anywhere, except maybe get a little bit closer to us. All right, see you soon. Thanks, and see you in Dublin.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Gough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.